Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
It's live this time!
It's not live this time. It's never live. This is never live.
You have all been fooled all these years. This is Jake Rich, managing editor.
Wait, did I just say broadcasting live?
No, you didn't.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just thought I was, like, so insane that I'd already said that. Sorry.
Hello, everybody. I'm Darren Boynell, sports editor.
All right.
And I'm Jameson Adame, opinions editor. I almost forgot to say opinions editor because I guess I forgot what position I have.
And don't get used to us because absolutely none of us will be here now.
I'm out.
Yeah. This is our special graduating senior / Highlander going away / we are no longer going to be here.
/ broadcast. My microphone is drowning in water. Cry.
Oh. Okay.
is that like a phrase that is used within radio? Because I don't know that one.
I was a little off.
Yeah.
You know, if we were actually drowning in water, then I'm pretty sure we'd all be electrocuted by now because of how much electrical equipment is in this room.
Yeah,
it depends on how much water could diffuse it.
Or it also depends on the salinity of your tears, like how much ions are going to be in those tears.
Wouldn't that make it more electrical?
Exactly. So if they're not a lot, then water is actually a very bad conductor if there are no ions in it.
So everybody get all the salt out of your tears and then cry.
Science, everyone. Just keep drinking water until you start vomiting it back up.
What could possibly go wrong?
No, it'll work. It'll save you from lightning. Or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
You heard it here first, folks. Well, drink lots of water. It'll save you from lightning. But yeah, this is our last go-around at the Highlander newsroom. And for Darren, have you ever actually been on the newsroom before?
This is your first and last.
Yeah.
Peace out.
So what does it feel like to be on the newsroom for the first time? And then I'll go ahead and ask you what it feels like to be on the newsroom for the last time.
I've been an avid listener for all these years, and so I know what's been going on. I guess it feels cool. Now 7 a.m. is the one time I could make it. So, yeah, I mean, I appreciate being on here. You know, it's just, you know, my schedule really never was in the right spot for this show, or for this program, but glad to be on it.
Is it exactly how you envisioned it, or is it worse in all the ways that you can imagine?
No, I'm quite familiar with KUCR, so I know how KUCR is out here, and yes, it's very familiar.
It's not in the same room as Jock Talk.
Yes, it's not, but right across the way here, so yeah, I know what's up.
All right.
Jock Talk is our sports program, which me and Darren are also on.
Stop shilling for your other program while you're on this one.
Do you want to go for away for the sprawl route from the sprawl while you're at it?
Oh sure, why not? I'm also on at 11 a.m. So just keep your radio dialed here, and I'll be on from 11
Boo.
To 1.
Just you can hear Jake Rich for the entire
for
day.
Music. Yes.
Jake Rich on a newsroom. Jake Rich on Jock Talk. Jake Rich on away from the sprawl.
Yes.
Just a full day of Jake Rich.
Yes.
It
is live.
I hear the groupies forming outside.
Oh, stop it. After the show.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for this edition of the Highlander Newsroom. As you can sort of tell, it'll be a little bit more off the wall than we usually do, but it'll be lots of fun. And since it's going to be all of our last times on the newsroom, I think it would just be cool to kind of talk about what our experiences have been like while we're here at the Highlander, while we're here at KUCR, while we're here at, dare I say it, UCR. I don't know. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, actually, something interesting for me is that I started like separately from the Highlander. I started at KUCR after many attempts at turning in my application that gone lost. my sophomore year, and I started with my actual music show here, officially started a show in April. But my first time actually on the radio here was right when I was officially named production manager, which was November 2012, And technically, I didn't start production manager job until January, but I was led on here anyways. And so, yeah, that was my first official time on KUCR radio.
What was your first experience was here at the Highlander Newsroom? Or
mm-hmm.
what, yeah. Do you remember what was talked about way back in November 2012?
No, not really.
Back before the Star Wars was announced. And
The Star Wars.
If
I know what you meant by that.
No, the Star Wars is different than Star Wars.
Go see a Star War.
Here's $20. Go see a Star War.
Buy yourself something nice.
No, I don't really remember what I was talking about. What was being talked about. But it was with our former editor-in-chief, Chris Lacasio, and I don't remember who else, to be honest.
Maybe. I'm sure Mike was there.
Mike, yeah, probably. Mike Rios, our editor-in-chief last year.
He either lived at the Highlander or at KUCR, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was also part of Jock Talk before, too. But yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure which place I'm talking about right now, but I'm just kind of talking about, you know, a mesh of Highlander and KUCR for me, like student media in general. I started doing yearbook in like seventh grade,
and are still doing it right now.
Yeah, well, and I haven't, except for like doing something slightly different my freshman year of high school. I've been doing student media ever since. So that's almost 10 years. Oh my gosh, you know?
half your adult life has been spent with
student media.
Well, actually, that's more than half of your adult life. That's half of your life, just in general.
Yeah, actually, slightly less. I'm 21, so
your entire adult life has been spent in student media.
Yes, there you go. Anyways, so it's like this place and the Highlander have like almost literally been my life. So I'm grateful for them.
Oh, okay. Glad you followed up with that. I'm like, oh goodness. It's all
live. And now that it's leaving, you're not going to live anymore.
You'll find me on,
I'll be under a bridge crying at myself.
Thank you for taking it that way, Jameson. I don't know. For me, my first newsroom was two years ago, as my sophomore year as well. And it was also with Chris Lacagio as editor-in-chief, but Kendall Peterson was there in that day as well. He was our former sports editor. We were talking about marijuana.
No.
and that's pretty much all I remember of it. And it was pretty an enjoyable, unique experience. The only thing I can remember was that we talked about, or the topics that we talked about, and also Chris keeping telling me not to stop scratching on the table. Because
you
all
like this? No.
stop it, Jake. because all that noise was being picked up by the mics. But it was the first time I had done radio. I thought, hey, this was actually pretty interesting. This is pretty cool. And just from there, it kind of snowballed, I guess. Before then, it was just whenever it had fit my schedule. But then it was, oh, I'll try to, you know, make room in my schedule for the newsroom. And it was a pretty fun thing to do, and I've had some good times here. And it's going to be really, really weird to not have to be on, to not be on the show next week, and talking about the things that are happening on campus. I don't know.
Let's be real. You're still going to be talking about the things that are going on campus.
I'm
going
to be in private conversations. You might, or like whispers you might hear on the wind if you're walking past Watkins late at night.
That's not creepy.
I like the idea of Colin just like hiding behind a bush, whispering political goings on at people as they walk by at like midnight. His UCR is falling apart.
What? Wait, what? 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 You didn't hear anything.
I can actually kind of imagine that happening.
Fade back into the.
He's neither the hero we need nor the one we deserve.
It's probably you just don't need it. look, a cat. Come here.
Finally, we have someone in Darren here to call out our absurdities. Yeah.
No, this
or
is
just at least think them. Just
there's no problem with being absurd, as Jameson well knows from his first time here on the newsroom, I'm sure.
Try every time on the newsroom. I've been here probably outside of Darren.
Yes.
But in general, I've been probably doing the Highlander the shortest, and also the radio for the shortest period of time. But they quickly absorbed my life. I mean, in the best possible way, but now I'm going to have way too much free time to the point where I'm probably going to get fat and lazy. Aww. Well, fatter and lazier. So it'll be an interesting thing to see whether I use the time to go to the gym like I should.
Hey, use that English RC wherever you can.
Instead, sit in front of my TV and watch stuff.
Those both sound like good options, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Or, well, I mean, now that the gym has the internet, doesn't the SRC have the internet?
Right, like you could go and exercise on the SRC while watching TV.
The biggest problem is I usually end up moving my head too much, and my headphones can't keep up with the movement of my head while I'm trying to watch the internet and run. So
use those exorbitant fees while you can.
Yeah, I plan on... For more, please read too. Jameson Adame's article on SRC student fees.
Are you writing one this week?
No, I wrote one before.
Oh, other article. Okay.
Yes. Go on our website. It'll be easier to find. Just go on our website.
Yeah, just go on our website.
Highlandernews.org. He's the opinions editor. He has an opinion.
I do. Listen to my opinion. Make it yours. Let me convince you.
That is our ultimate goal.
Yes, I just...
Assimilate, become one with the Highlander Borg.
I just want people to come one with me.
Sorry, you guys. They're just like, we just want to listen to some news.
There's no news today.
It's true. The news is our lives.
Well, that's actually strangely...
That's a really slow news day.
So, Darren, what was your experience on the Highlander Newsroom like?
Oh, well, it was just fabulous, you know? I just came one day in my pajamas, and then the next day I left, and it was great. No, I obviously can't talk about the newsroom because...
But what about, like, Jock Talk and KUCR?
I think just in general, like, Highlander... was where I began. You know, my freshman year, I actually came in during spring quarter to one of the meetings, and one of my friends and I, and I was too intimidated. And so I came in and I walked in, and there were too many people that I didn't know. And I think they had pizza at that point, but I didn't even get the pizza. I ran out of there. And then my second year, I came back and started writing, and then eventually that led to Jock Talk because, as Jake mentioned, Mike was involved in that program. And I got on doing that, and yeah, I've been here ever since. It's been, what, 3 years now? I joined my second year, and I think the Highlander and KUCR were certainly a part of my UCR experience, and it certainly was a great one. You know, like, I think I'll look back on, you know, this time fondly, you know, and yeah, I guess I'm a little bit... melancholy to be leaving, but at the same time, I'm, you know, excited about what's to come, and I'm excited to get a little bit more free time. You know, you know, it's quite a role. You know, doing these things week in and week out. You know, I think it starts to get taxing a little bit, but overall, yeah, I think can't talk about the newsroom, but the Highlander, I feel like was a safe space for all of us. You know, and I think, like, yeah, it'll be an adjustment, like, not being able to, well, I guess we can still go in, but, you know, not having an office and not really being attached any longer.
Right.
Yeah, what was I going to say? You know, you just kind of...
Well, it's something like, you know, like, being part, Darren, you said, like, 3 years, me more or less 3 years, Jake more or less 3 years, Jameson...
Cough.
but it's like we've been doing it for so long that it's almost hard to imagine a life without it.
Yeah.
That you know, you wake up every Monday, you go to Highlander, you go to the writers' meeting, you turn in your articles, you read the paper, then, you know, come into prod, you make the paper, and then you never leave. Well, I think that's just a metaphor for the Highlander in general. You just come in and you stay for forever.
Check out anytime you like, but you
can never leave. Yeah.
There was Mike, who we were talking about, our editor in chief last year. He said, I think, on the same show last year, which I was the only non-graduating person on at that point, that he was looking forward to seeing the first edition of the Highlander to which he had never been involved with.
Mm-hmm.
And me too. While it, you know, there have been issues like my freshman year that I was not totally involved with, it is pretty much the same thing for at least me, Colin, and Darren here. And for Jameson in the last year, I mean, even if you haven't been here for 3 years, it's still like you can attest to the fact
you get the effect.
You get the same effect.
The Highland. Are we christening a new effect here? Highlander effect.
It means you feel like you've been here forever.
You were always here. You just didn't know it yet.
Basically.
But it'll be a totally new experience. Like, what do you plan on doing with your with your new time that you're now going to have all to yourself and you don't know what to do with?
Maybe get schoolwork done on time. Get sleep. Do something on a Sunday. For those of you in the audience that don't know, our production, our Highlander production runs on Sunday. We edit the entire paper and we put the entire paper together on InDesign, laying it all out to make it look pretty and everything. And everybody stays a long time, but let's see. There's me, Colin, and the production manager, and the photo editor, and usually everybody stays a really long time.
Yeah.
But us four stay from generally about 9 a.m. when production starts.
Till whenever it ends.
Which at the very, very, very earliest has been 8 p.m. when we had an amazing week.
Yeah.
It generally runs from
9 to like midnight.
We're being nice. It's usually closer to 11 midnight. Yeah. And that was before this year. Before this year. It generally ran from 5 to like 7 a.m. Uh-huh. It used to start at 12. At noon,
so
but, you know,
pushed it back.
But prods prior to that were brutal. I remember one time I left and the sun was coming up, and I was like, "This is some something."
Yeah, that was a while ago, and I certainly remember the really really late prods were.
I remember being woken up by my roommate coming home from one of the really late prods. Or early prod.
Stephania, our former.
Yes, the former assistant news editor was my roommate, and she came home, and I was like, "Why are you up so early?" And she's like, "No, I'm up late." And then she made pancakes or something, probably. I don't know.
We've had a tradition of people the past 2 years at least of having having new editors. Last year it was Nathan Swift, our A&E editor, and the year before
it was Vincent Tarr, our photo editor.
At one point during production, they said, "Can I get an ETA?
Can I get an ETA?"
And we all just laugh at them. I was like, "How are you laughing?"
You have not realized yet. Yeah. But don't let any of this all dissuade you. Anybody who wants to join the Highlander from joining.
No. It's grand. It really is.
Yeah.
A convincing argument if I've ever heard one.
I can make a case for like, you know, the Highlander and student media in general. We all get to you get to tell the story of what's happening on campus. You get to go and interview and talk to prominent figures and people in those stories that are happening on campus. You get to know what's going on. You get to talk to, like, you know, if I want to, like, you know, sell the cool A&E side of it, like, I interviewed Walk the Moon, and I interviewed, who else did I interview? I promise I interviewed somebody else.
Skinny Lister.
Something else.
Skinny Lister, who are not nearly as well known, but they're still cool.
Did you interview Branches?
I interviewed Branches, who are also not nearly as well known, but still good. They played at the Barn.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, our former editor-in-chief,
when our former editor-in-chief played at the Barn.
No, his first interview at the Barn came with one of my favorite artists, Frank Turner, who, that was really cool, and I wish I could have done that.
Oh, yeah, Frank Turner, I know that person.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Personal friend of mine.
I know their artistry very well. I appreciate their art.
I just got to interview the owner of Back to the Grind, as well as some other people involved with that, you know, as the coffee shop downtown. Mm-hmm. And I got to be in the room while we interviewed Chancellor Wilcox.
Mm-hmm. Our production manager interviewed Genuine.
Oh, yes. Yes. hip R&B superstar. Ponies. Yes. We also got to interview both UC presidents within our term, UDOF, and our current...
Janet Napolitano. Or Napolitano.
And, yeah, it's Napolitan ice cream.
I don't care what she
Napolitan
thinks.
Ice cream.
All right.
And, I mean... Our former chancellor, Tim White, as well as
Connolly. And Wilcox.
So, like, I'm going on and on now. But you get to talk to people, and you get to write stories about them, and you get to let people know what's going on. And, I mean, to me, that's always sounded really appealing, is telling people what's going on, letting them know what's going on. Being, as they say, the people vary between calling it fourth branch or fourth estate. You know, basically, you know, there's the three branches of the government: legislative, executive, judicial, and then here you are being. Yes.
Jake knows his civics. Yay!
Yes. Well, oh, you don't even know. A high school teacher made us memorize that, each of their jobs, and then one other thing. And if we all had to say it,
what's the other thing?
No, middle names.
No, I can't. It was like, legislative, executive, judicial. What's each of their jobs? Da 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 da. And so I can't remember what the other thing was, but we had to memorize those all. We all had to say those in order as a class out loud for a test, or we'd all fail. So,
I like your civics teacher.
Yeah, it was a junior and freshman year history teacher of high school.
Man, we only had to memorize the preamble. And we could sing it to the Schoolhouse Rock theme too.
I still sing it to the Schoolhouse Rock theme.
But anyways, You. I don't want to self-aggrandize too much or whatever. But
it's the newsroom. We're allowed to.
But it's that thing where, you know, like, you're that fourth check, and, you know, not me. I haven't written as many news stories, but you know, it's not even necessarily just for news stories. But, you know, like, you're keeping tabs on everybody, saying like, hey, don't do that, or we're gonna write about it and tell people that you're doing it. Or, good job, you did that, we're going to write about it.
It's unfortunate that for the former, they still end up doing that. And we still end up writing about it and just shaking our heads.
Yes, as you can see in this week's edition of The Highlander. In a particular good cartoon by our own Jameson.
Well, go ahead, Darren.
No, I think it's also an opportunity to develop and build your craft. You know, like, that's one thing The Highlander presents to you, is every week you get to write something, and you get to really build a solid writing base, you know, on top of everything. And I'm sure most of us are, you know, humanities or some kind of writing major, but I think, like, there's also that opportunity as well, you know, like, I think that's one thing, like, we overlook, that every week, you know, we're writing an extra paper, writing an extra article that not many people are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's something that you can also do, and if that's something you want to pursue, media just in general, I think you know, The Highlander is a good stepping stone for most people. Mm-hmm. There you go.
There's no journalism program here,
right?
Yeah. I still get emails like, who is your faculty advisor? And do you work with the department? I'm like, no and no. We are basically entirely student run with that. And
who is your advisor? No.
No. Dr. No is our advisor. What has your experience been like, Jameson? And what have you...
So for a long time, I did not even come to the meetings that I kept meaning to because... One, I didn't have anyone to go with, and two, because they fell right when I had class, and that's, I mean, that's more just something that can't be helped unless I get really lucky on the draw, which I did in spring of last year. Also, I had a roommate who was like, hey, let's go to the meetings, and I went, oh, thank God someone finally wants to go to those meetings with me. And then it turns out that I knew a whole bunch of people who were there, or at least had met them in passing before.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jake, I've had multiple classes with you. Darren, I've actually had multiple classes with you, too.
Sorry.
Sorry?
Apology accepted.
He told me he had been in a few classes, and I had no recollection. Sure.
You...
It strikes me now that I'm the only non-English major here. Mm-hmm. I haven't had classes with any of y'all. I consider
I see more than I would have if I had a class with you.
Probably, yeah. Like, we probably know each other better than we would have if we actually shared a class.
Yeah, only classes.
Yeah, and I've gotten to know everybody at the Highlander really, really well.
Really intimately.
it's been very enjoyable getting to know all these people that you work with and who also have a similar passion for, you know, writing. At the same time, you get to meet new people every week when you're going out for stories, and you get to talk to new people and tell their stories as well. But having the same group of people that you can come back to and who have been through hell and high water with and really, really long prods. I mean, there's nothing like to tie people together than being locked up in a room for 15 hours.
There's also nothing every week to tear people apart better than that either.
But so far it seems to have worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
I haven't killed more than like 3 people while on the job, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
Oh,
so far.
That's where they went.
Wait, is that what happened to Estefania?
No comment.
I thought she graduated.
Silly ass.
I hope you're hearing this, Sandy. Yeah. Get on it.
That's our current news.
Wait, movie. Get on killing people or
no? Get on Estefania. Figure out that.
Report. Believe it or not, we are out of time.
Wait.
Yes.
We have a couple minutes.
We have a couple minutes, and we're gonna do sign-offs. But like, I guess just like the last thing is, it's all been a wild ride. I'd like to thank the people who have been here listening to the show and tolerating our nonsense. Thank you for tolerating us and letting us be an ever so small part of your lives. Thank you for reading the newspaper. We put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it, mostly blood. And thank you for reading it if you do read it. If you don't, you really should get on that. And if you ever thought about joining the Highlander and wanting to practice your writing, get to know a bunch of really fun people, start getting something published, and being a part of the story as it happens, I really strongly encourage you to do that. It's been one of the best decisions I've made of my life. So
Mondays at 5:15, Hub 101.
Yeah.
Which is right next to ASPB, right across from the Greek Frat Sorority
The
office.
ATMs.
If you go there right now, there are root beer barrels. There's a lot of root beer barrels.
Please take the root beer barrels.
Like, not full barrel. It's candy, kids. It's candy.
Candy is delicious. Does it sound weird that we're offering free candy?
We might have puppies later, too. You never know.
But now I have to obligatorily say our disclaimers at the end of the show. This has been, for the last time for me saying this, this has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not belong to those of the Highlander, the Associated Students, or KUCR. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. All right, for Jake Rich.
Well, it's not going to be... I literally cannot sum up everything in like this small space allotted.
All right,
But there's been a weird thing for me at the end here where it's been this weird cycle effect with the editor-in-chief who I started under, Chris. His brother just came in to submit his sample, so this has been a weird circle of life for me here, and I hope that everyone on the show like carries on this proud tradition, like a little tradition thing we have, and this has meant a lot to me. I guess that's all
mental
I'll say, and also to come to the comedy apocalypse. Tonight,
so. You and your announcements, Jake.
Yes. And listen to me in 2 hours at 11. Good, I promise. I'll have more time just to talk to myself.
That sounded sad. So happy. That wasn't the saddest thing I've heard in a long time at all.
Darren Bueno?
Yeah, I think that I've done a lot here at UCR, and, you know, I don't have many regrets. I really don't. And I know that sounded bad, but, I mean, yeah, just I think that overall, you know, I got the most I could out of UCR, and so I'm very grateful to this university and all the friends that I made and all the experience I had. And, yeah, like I said, newspaper and radio was certainly right there with it. So, yeah. I should have joined a little bit longer or sooner ago, but, you know, better late than ever, I guess.
You can always stay a fifth year, Darren.
Oh, God.
And Jameson Adame?
So I probably should have joined the newspaper way sooner, because I feel like I would have... I'm going to miss it a lot. This is the best job I've ever had. But I enjoyed all my time here, except for that one time where... You know, those three people. But
hey,
wait a second. One, two, three. Hey.
I mean, I didn't name names. Yeah. So, in my usual sign off, make sure to wear boxers and not briefs, because briefs won't let them breathe.
Good advice.
Yep.
Solid advice. And now, for the last time.
Wait.
What?
You gotta say something this time, too.
Something.
But you didn't say this time.
Well, I haven't done one of these in so long. It's hard for me to remember how to do it. No, it's been a really great time here at the Highlander. And it's been a lot of fun. And I sort of said everything that I wanted to say earlier when I said that I was working with a lot of people. But you get to know a lot about what's happening with campus. And I do not regret a moment of... my time that I spent at the Highlander, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here today, because it's been such a great opportunity.
Don't you forget about me.
Put your fist up in the air, freeze frame. Over.
That's what we're gonna all look like. People who are driving by the KUCR building are going to be wondering why there's four guys just standing there frozen.
But yeah, so if you ever come by the KUCR studios and you see four people standing us, that those are probably us.
Eternally frozen.
That's what happens in freeze frames for movies. Like, you know that? People die. It's a horrible event.
But thank you, everybody, for indulging us and joining us this week. Highlander Newsroom will be back again next week, but with a whole new set of people. Crystal Mims will be our host then. So be sure to tune in. It'll be the same delightful, absurdist humor and banter. With also a slight dash of news patched into it. But thank you, everybody.
News optional.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And we will see you. I don't know where we'll see you, but we'll
sometime.
See you. We'll see you.
Catch you.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
Colin, we'll see you at midnight near Watkins.
At midnight near Watkins. It's a date.
Oh, don't call it that.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This has been the Highlander Newsroom. Join us again next week.